I was very much involved with the establishment of the doses, and personally, I don't think we could have done a better job with the data that were available. And the problem was very much like it was here at the test site. Back in 45 and 46, they were not measuring the amounts of iodine that was coming out. And furthermore, they weren't measuring iodine in forage, they weren't measuring iodine in milk, they were measuring iodine in sagebrush. So you have the problem of trying to model what might have been in forage grass from what you found, which were very spotty measurements in sagebrush. And so we did the best we could with what we had. And I don't think going back over the data again is going to greatly improve the dosages. But I think right now the major problem is adverse health effects, because some people are exquisitely sensitive to radiation doses, and others can take a large amount of radiation and have no effect at all. There's a very wide range of sensitivities in humans to effects of radiation. And we really don't understand that lower level. I mean, the effects of low levels of radiation on large numbers of people.